the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, in the previous episodes, we were discussing the fact that in our supplications, specifically those transmitted ones, we see that the infallible imams have actually embedded some practical and ethical instructions that, and this fact is not deniable. And this is specifically true about Sahifatu Sajjadiyya. And what we looked at in the previous episode was different parts of supplications of Sahifatu Sajjadiyya, paying attention to the special needs and ethical codes that a true believer needs in the society. We discussed some special attentions that were given to the parents, to the children, to recognizing Satan, how to keep us away from Satan, and of course, in the previous episode, especially the rights of the neighbors. But in other different parts of Sahifatu Sajjadiyya, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam explains those ethical virtues and vices for the believers and wants them to engage in beautifying themselves with these virtues and staying away from those vices. Among the significant commands in the supplications are those ethical issues and the fitness of one's soul to them. Concerning this, we refer to Risalatul Huquq of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in which he has dealt with all these things and items with which man contacts, and he has offered necessary instructions for each of them. For example, in the 22nd supplication of Sahifatu Sajjadiyya, we read that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. O my Lord, make your blessings upon Muhammad and his progeny. So at first, Imam is teaching us that we need to start our supplications with this, with asking Allah to send his blessings upon Muhammad and his progeny. And then he says, وَخَلِّصْنِي مِنَ الْحَسَدْ وَحْسُرْنِي عَنِ الذُّنُوبِ. Get me rid of envy and make me refrain from sins. وَوَرِّعْنِي عَنِ الْمَحَارِمِ. Make me pious before prohibitions. وَلَا تُجَرِّئْنِي عَنِ الْمَعَاسِي. Do not make me dare to disobey you. وَجَعَلْنِي فِي كُلِّ حَالَاتِي مَحْفُوظًا مَكْلُوءًا مَسْتُورًا مَمْنُوعًا مُعَاذًا مُجَارًا. And make me, in all of my states, protected, safeguarded, defended, and rescued. So this is what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is asking from the Almighty Allah regarding these ethical virtues.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Aleem, He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Elsewhere, in the supplication of Makarim al-Akhlaq, for example, which is the 20th supplication of Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya, we see this as really useful in this regard, in the part of ethical virtues. We refer to a part of it, of course, which is an example of the human ethical system. The content of this supplication equals a visit to the library of ethical resources. It is a total embodiment of a library that is gathered in this supplication. Imam alayhi salam says, وَجْرِ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى يَدَيَّ الْخَيْرِ. Imam says, O my Lord, make me as a means of welfare for people. Do not perish this welfare by making me boast vainly. Grant me the highest of morals. Keep me safe from boasting. O my Lord, do not make me in need of anything and ease my livelihood. Do not try me. لَا تَبْتَلِيَنِّي بِالْكِبْرِ. Do not try me with pride and vanity. And Imam says, and this is really interesting one, وَعَبِّدْنِي لَكْ. Imam says, make me devote myself to you. وَلَا تُفْسِدْ عِبَادَتِي بِالْعُجْبِ. And do not spoil my worship with conceit. Imam alayhi salam is teaching us the best of what we can learn regarding ethics. And as I said, studying most of the ethical books existent in the libraries is maybe this part of the supplication works better than them, is more beneficial than them. وَلَا تُفْسِدْ عِبَادَتِي بِالْعُجْبِ. It means that this is actual, this is real, that sometimes our deeds and actions are wiped away because of عُجْب, because of conceit. And this is real. Because Imam says in another part of this supplication, وَعَمِّرْنِي مَا كَانَ عُمُرِي بَذْلَةً فِي طَاعَتِكَ فَإِذَا كَانَ عُمُرِي مَرْتَعًا لِلشَّيْطَانِ فَاقْبِضْنِي إِلَيْكَ. O my Lord, keep me alive as long as I obey you. And when my life becomes as a ground for Satan, then make me die before you will detest me. قَبْلَ أَن يَسْبِقَ مَقْتُكَ إِلَيْهِ أَوْ يَسْتَحْكِمَ غَضَبُكَ عَلَيْهِ. Or before you send me your wrath. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.